Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're getting a brand new siman, Tof Nun Beis, which deals with the Zman Hagolas Kalim. When's the optimal time to go do the Hagolah that we talked about in such detail in siman Tof Nun Aleph? The Mechaber begins, and he says, Yesh Li Zor, one should be very, very careful. La Hagil Kodem Shor Chamishis. One should do the Hagolah, Tekasha, your Chomet Sticky Utensils, where you're going to do so, to make them Pesach Dik. One should do this before even an Issa Durabanon of owning Chomets takes effect. So, for Erev Pesach, the first 4 hours of the day, there is no Isser in owning Chomets. From the fifth to the sixth hour, there's an Issa Durabanon. And after that, there already becomes an Issa Doraisa, and the Isser of Koris kicks in once Pesach actually starts, after the Shkia. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, do your Hagolah before there's even an Issa D'Rabbanan over here in the fifth to the sixth hour, the start of the fifth hour. Kidei, the reasoning is, Shelo Yitztarech Ledaktek Imakelim. Therefore, if you do it beforehand, you don't have to be careful to make sure that when you're doing the Hagolah, that all of the Kalim are B'nei Yoman Olav, as to whether they are used that day or not used within 24 hours. Because if they're used within 24 hours, they're no Saint Tam L'Shvach. They can impart a positive taste, as opposed to after 24 hours, it's a negative taste. So you're doing this when it's still permissible to own Chometz, so then this is going to be a taste of Heter, and none of these issues apply. Alternatively, the Rama adds, O im yesh shishim b'mayim neged kli shemagil olav. He brings out from the Torah that you don't have to be concerned at all whether you have shishim keneged the amount of the blios inside the pot. You don't have to be concerned about that. Again, you're doing it at a time when it's heter over here, and the chametz is not osir at all before the fifth hour, and therefore you don't have to be concerned about ben yom or not ben yomo, or whether it's shishim keneged the blios or not. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, Tam Lazer, the reasoning over here of the Mechaber is as follows. In order to do something correctly regarding Hagolah, you have to make sure the Resicha Samaya Motzia Sabalua Bakli, that when you're taking the boiling pot of water that's on the fire and you put your item that you're kashuing inside of it, you have to make sure that the water is boiling. Avo Yesh Lachush, the Acha Shemotzia Esabalua, Yachzor Vibola Bakli Mashapolta. But now you have to be concerned that the item that you were kashering, the blios went out from the utensil and they went into that water, and now we have to be concerned that maybe they'll go back inside to the utensil. Because of this concern, the Mechaber writes, Kosua Poskim, the Poskim suggested, Dein Lahagil Rak Kli She'enu Ben Yomo. Therefore, only do Hagolah on a Kli that's not a Ben Yomo, because worse comes to worse, should that Bliya go back inside, it's a Tam Lufgam. Because Af Im Yivla Masha Polat Hari Lufgamu. As I just said, if it goes back inside, Mishkeferluch, it's not so bad, because it's a negative Tam that's being imparted back inside. Alternatively, Oshia Habamayim Shishim Levatalis Plitas Isser, or you have enough water in there that it nullifies any blios that come out, and therefore they can't go back inside because they're nullified. And therefore, because of this concern, Vialzeh Kamar Mechaber, therefore the Mechaber required over here that you should do the Imagil Kodim Shor Chamishas, do your Hagolah before the fifth hour, then you don't have to worry about any of these things. Now, to be perfectly fair, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Kidei Shelo Yitzarech Ledakti B'chulei, the Chafetz Chaim goes through a whole discussion over here, why exactly should there be any concern anyway? And Ayin Shom in this Bir Halacha for a further explanation. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues over here, and he says, Mishum, the Oz Halo Hu Adayin Zman Heter Chometz. He says simply that the Mechaber is telling us, if you do the Hagolah when it's still permissible to own Chometz, any Chometz that comes out, even if there's a concern that it will go back inside and not be batel, even if it's a tam l'shvach, the heavy lay no sin tam bar no sin tam dehetera. Now, there is no concern over here because the no sin tam that came out is going to be no sin tam that goes back in. It's all heter because it's pre the Isser of Chometz. Vahainu, the atam shel chomet shekiblu akelim, the tam that the kelim got from whatever was cooked in them, in those utensils, mitchiloi shel heter, it was chomet, which is perfectly permissible the rest of the year. The tam shel mayim shekiblu atam and akelim, gam kein deteru, and the blios that come out into the water that you're doing the hagolah in are also blios of heter. Aye, it may go back inside. Gam kein deteru, it's now going back inside. No sin tam by no sin tam. Actually, bar no sin tam lehetera, and therefore you don't have to be concerned. And that is Bechaber's perspective, why he's suggesting it, doing it before the fifth hour. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis. The mitchilas chamishis, at the start of the fifth hour, Now it's going to be Asa Midrabanan. Kivan the Nasser Akopan Midrabanan, Tulo Mikri, no Saint Tamba, no Saint Tam Deatera. And that's why he says, do it before the start of the fifth hour, when it's definitely no Saint Tamba, no Saint Tam Deatera, because the Chametz is permissible then. Once you get to the fifth hour, it's already going to be an Asa Isra Midrabanan. Dirshu footnote number one has a long discussion over here of a number of important items. First of all, he says, V'chein loses besoch mehagola chomer shepogim osam. He said an alternative way, if you want to do it even if it's ben yomo, is to put something that is a totally negative taste. You put a sharp item in there that will ruin it, like, for example, a soap or a naft or something that will ruin the taste that comes out. So he brings down the Chazon Ish that's perfectly good. This way, you can go and kasher a kli, even if they don't have 60 against the taste, but because of the pogam item that you're putting in there, that will be pogam the blios to come out, so that also works as well. And he points out that as soon as the taste come out, it's immediately pogam, and this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe in Yoredeya brings down Shim Yesh Li Odom Tzorech Godo Lahagil Kli Lifnei Shiavar Meis Leis Mishas Belias HaIsu B'Kli. Says you can take advantage of this idea if you ever have to kasher a kli and you don't have the time to wait 24 hours. Oh, Shiigrom Lo Hefsin Merubi Miapsin, or it would cause you a great loss financially if you were to wait the 24 hours. This comes up all the time in a kitchen that was used, let's say, for a Dover Osser. And now they want to kasher it, but they were using the Dover Osser, let's say, Thursday night in their tray for place, and now you're kashering the hotel or the kitchen for Shabbos, and you can't wait 24 hours. So what do you do in this situation? So he says, you can put in a pogam item over here, yesh lifgom ez habalua b'chli t'chila, go and destroy the blios inside of there from being edible by putting in a pogam type of an item, a soap or a detergent, and then you can do the hagolah afterwards, and now there's no concern. He says, if you don't have shishim keneged the kli, he says you should do this twice. Yesh algilu shnei pamim. And he brings down others that also hold like this, ayin sham, in this footnote. Furthermore, he says, the lifgom esatam abulua bekdera aydininsinus chomer mar betavshil b'shas bishulo. Go put something sharp in there that will ruin the taste inside when you're cooking with it. He says, that doesn't work, because the cooking is not really a full hagola. Likewise, he points out that you can't use this mechanism of being pogame in a kli cheres, because you're not sure how the item will actually be able to go and be pogame the blios inside, because the blios inside of klicheres don't easily come out. You're not sure how this bli is actually going to be pogame, therefore it doesn't work for klicheres. He points out in Dirshu footnote number two that while you're allowed to do this for something that most of its tashmish is a certain way, even though a minority of its tashmish would require libun, so this would work, but then in this situation, you're not allowed to do this if the tashmish that requires libun was within 24 hours. If it's still a ben yomo from the item that requires libun, then you'd have to do libun or wait more than 24 hours, and then you could use this pogam type of a methodology to be kashering the item with hagolah. Now we're back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'chein im magil kelim shebliyosen mu'etes. If you're taking some kelim, that a small kelim, for example, and you're putting them into the large pot on the fire, and you're doing hagala there, but you're doing it in kelim shebliyos meruba, but you're taking another kelim that has a lot of blios inside of it. So for argument's sake, you take a simple fork, and you put it inside to this large pot that has the boiling water in it to kasher it, and you also put in a chalon pot inside this large pot to kasher it. So the chalon pot has a ton of chametz in it, the fork has a little bit of chametz in it. So you might have thought in this situation that it wouldn't work. So you should likewise do this before the fifth hour. And this way you don't have a problem that a larger amount of chametz is actually going to go into the fork than was in the fork originally. Likewise, or if you leave the kelim inside the yorah for a longer period of time, technically you only have to leave it in there for a very short period of time, as we'll see, but you left it in there a longer period of time. Or you didn't leave it in long enough period of time. You can't take it out instantly. You have to leave it in there for some period of time. In all of these situations, you don't have to be concerned if you're doing the kashering before the fifth hour. And likewise, the Mechaber is saying over here, you don't have to worry if the water stops boiling. Now, the Ramah is going to understand this differently, but this is really what the Mechaber is telling us over here, that you don't have to be careful over here if the water were to stop boiling. But you have to be careful that the water is boiling l'chatchila, because if you don't have it boiling l'chatchila, everybody would agree that it's not going to be a good hagolah. And that's why when the Ramah says over here, he misunderstood to a certain extent the Mechaber according to the poskim. And he writes, Hagah, ach rabim cholkin usrilu de'ein hagolah mu'elas klum imein amayim roschim. So he says that what the Ramah is understanding in the Mechaber, that you don't have to be careful that the water is boiling. He says that's not true, because everybody says that the water has to be boiling, and if the water is not boiling, your hagolah doesn't help at all unless the water is boiling. and he brings us down from the Rosh and the Smag, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Ogur, and the Tor. However, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, most don't understand the Mechaber this way, and they don't have the problem that the Ramah did. So now let's see inside all the Mishnah Berurah. So we go to Sifkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking here about a utensil that has only a small amount of chametz in it. Could go on, for example, kapos or kosos. You have a little spoon over here, or you have a cup, im karos ukderos, and you're putting it in with a chalon pot. You're putting it with stuff that's filled with blios of chametz. So you might have thought the yesh lachush, the achar sheyigmeru lahaflid es blioson hameuta. So you might have thought that this little spoon had a little bit of chametz inside of it. It got rid of it by putting it into the boiling hot water and had agola. But now all that chametz that was in the chalon pot is in the boiling water, yachzru v'yivlu miplitas kelim u'achayrim shibliyosim meruba. And now a ton of chametz is going to go back inside the spoon or the cup. So he says, avol kodem shor chamishis tu kula heta. But before the fifth hour, when there's absolutely no iser over here, ein lochu shafilu im yivlu. You don't have to be at all concerned over here, again, because of the reasoning, that be no same time, by no same time, tera. There is no problem if it goes back inside in this situation. Sivkot and dalit, v'chein im masha v'chulei, or v'eino masha v'chulei. If you left it in too long, or you didn't leave it in long enough, it's also not a problem that's before the fifth hour. Why is that? So Rotsu Lomai, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber as follows. The Magil Kli Isur Lachshiro, O Kli Chometz Li'achas Mani Suro, if you're going to do Hagolah on something that was had Isur inside of it to make it kosher, to be machshir it, or you have Chometz and you're doing it after the Zman of the Isur, so now you have a problem. Tzorich L'daktik Shelo Yasha Osom Harbi B'mayim. Don't leave it too long in the water, because in that situation you do have to be concerned. Mishum diyesh locho she'acha gmar plilaso yachzor v'yivla. If you're dealing with an iser or you're dealing with chametz after the time that it's aser, so then you have to be concerned that if you leave it inside the boiling pot too long, there will be an opportunity for the blios that came out from the pots to go back inside, either the iser blio or the chametz that's aser at this point in time. So you do have to be concerned. Likewise, v'gam shelo lahashos osom klal. And he says to just put it in and immediately take it out, that's also not right. He uses the lashon of ein nochon, it's not right. We'll see in a moment why he doesn't say that it's osur. So we'll explain that momentarily. But either leaving it in too long or leaving it in too short is incorrect. And therefore, if you do it after the zman of the issur, you got a problem. Because the tzarech lishos ma'at achif los blioso. You have to leave it in there the right amount of time, not too much, not too little, in order that the blios can come out and that they won't go back inside. It's very hard to figure out exactly how much this is. Therefore, if you do it before the fifth hour, then big deal, no concern. You don't have to be exact. Oh, I put it in there for exactly 3.2 seconds. No, you don't have to be careful. You can leave it in there for a longer period of time so you know for sure it wasn't too short. And if it's too long, there's no problem with being too long over here, because it's no same time, bar no same time the hetera. But the imagel osam liachas man isru. But if you were to do this after the chametz is already aser, dain mishua chamishes berav pesach haru erev. If you were to do this after the fifth hour when it's aser the rabbanon, after the sixth hour when it's aser the midaraisa, oh ba alma b'chlios iser. Or if you did this with any other time of the year with something that was actually aser as opposed to chametz, so then sorich ledaktek. Then you do have to be careful. Shia kli eno ben yomo. You have to make sure that the kli is not a ben yomo. Oh shia b'mayim shishin levatabli. Or that you have 60 that in the water that can nullify anything that comes out, and then you don't have to be concerned about it. Then you wouldn't have a concern if you left it in there too long. But if you are doing it in any other way, then you do have to be concerned about it, and therefore, the best eitzah, the Mechaber tells us, is to do it before the fifth hour, when there's no same time de hetera, by no same time de hetera, and you have no problems whatsoever. Now let's go back to we explained that lashon eino nachon. It's a funny lashon ein nachon. So the Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down that this lashon over here of ein nachon, he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Gimel that this is from the Chok Yaakov first of all, and he says that mikor hadin noktim anu shablia nifletes miakli miyad bishas knisasa lemeha gola. The way it really works is the instant you put in the kli to kasher it, it's instantaneously kashered. But the minhag is to leave it in there a little bit longer. And he brings that from the Darkei Tshuva in Yoreh Deh as well, from the Neil Shulchan Aruch Harav. Technically, the blios come out instantly when you put it into the hot water and do the hagolah. He brings down Shekain Kosav Rakshatov Lahashus is a kli b'mehagolam at. It's nice. You should preferably leave it in the kli a little bit in order to guarantee that the mehagola will remove all of the blios that are inside over there. But that's technically not the din, and therefore he wrote Eino Nachon to take it out too early. But technically, it would work. The reverse is also true as a result. If you have a kosher utensil that falls, let's say, into a treif thing, so it instantaneously will pick up the blios from the treif thing. And this is also brought down the Dak Yeshuva in the name of Shulchan Aruch Rav. However, the Pisch Yeshuva disagrees. The Pisch Yeshuva brings down, in the name of the Chamudi Doniel, Shadovar HaHeter Eino Nesar, the heter item that fell in instantly doesn't become Osir. Miyad Hotzio, if you took it out right away, the Isser doesn't have a chance to fully get inside. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in regards to something that is hot, that touches something without gravy, it touches a kli or a davar cham elsewhere, it doesn't instantly go and bring it inside of it. And in the Marsham, he brings down Shemafurish Kei Mishelus Hatshuvas HaRadvaz, this same halacha. So again, there's a little bit of a machlokes in terms of does the heter immediately become osir, but lechatchila, the din is as soon as it goes into the kli, the blios come out and the kli would be kasher. The minna gets to keep it in there a little bit longer. Now we go to the Mechaber saying that you shouldn't be concerned if the water is not boiling hot. That's the way the Ramah understood this. But the Mechaber is telling us over here, Siv Karnei, the Mishnah Berurah explains, wrote to Lomar, the Kozman Shem Roschen Tridi Lemiflat Velo Boli Mimihagola. He's telling us that the Mechaber means over here that while it's boiling, you don't have to be concerned that it's going to go back inside, because while it's boiling, it's pulling out the blios and not putting them in. Ukishenachu, it's only after the boiling water stops boiling, then then it can possibly go back inside. But that's not the way the Ramah understood it. The Ramah in Siv Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Ramah says that many disagree with the Mechaber and say that it must be boiling. So, Achronim, he's Sigol Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah says everybody doesn't understand the Ramah, because the Gan Das Mechaber Kenu, the Mechaber also agrees, everybody agrees. Nobody was suggesting over here, even though the Ramah was, that the Mechaber was saying that you don't have to have boiling water to do Hagolam. Elo, the cause of the Achar Zman Isuro. But what the Mechaber was telling us is, after the Zman of the Isur, if you were to do this, also Lashasa Kalim, Liachar Shinucha Mai Miris Chisasan. You can't leave it in if it was after the Zman of Isur, then as soon as the water starts boiling, you immediately must take out these Kalim that you kashed. Because if you leave them in the non boiling water anymore, then the Oz Chosun Ubolim Mimeagola. And if it's during the time of the Isur, now you got a problem. That's why the Mechaber said, do it during the Zman of Heter, before the fifth hour. So even if you were to leave it in there when it's not boiling, you don't have a problem. As opposed to, Masha Ein Kein, Mikodem, Ein Lachosh Lezeh, as I just said, you don't have to be concerned about it beforehand, given the Etzem Hagolah, Yob Eis V'Sichoson, because the Hagolah took place, and now you don't have to be concerned about it. That's what the Mechaber is telling us, not like the Ramah wants to suggest. Siv Katan Zayin, in Eim HaMayim Roschen, wrote to Lomar, he's telling us over here, explaining the Ramah, Afilu Hayatzu Lettuce Bem, even though it's still very hot, it's still Yatzu Lettuce, but it's not boiling. Koz Man She'en HaMayim Malim Resichot. When the water is not boiling, ain maflitot, it won't be able to pull it out. That was the Ramah's misunderstanding, if you wish, of the Mechaber. Dirush footnote number 5 brings down, Umayim shehelu resich agabi eish, v'husru mimenu, if water was boiling on the fire, and then you took it off, but it's still boiling. We already learned in Simen Tof Nun Aleph, in Sivkot Lamed Vav, that according to the Yesh Omrim over there in the Torah, ain lahagabem, then you can't use it. You have to do it directly on the fire. However, the Stechemid brings down, that's only when they got Isser on the fire, they have to be kashered with being directly on the fire. The boiling water has to still be on the fire. But if you're dealing over here with Blias Heter, like the Chometz that came on the fire, then you can do the Hagolah in a Kli Rishon that no longer is on the fire. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi. With this, we conclude today's shir.